If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring
Thico.
At Ready Mix Concrete. You got their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. Good people at NEBCO. Thico.
Absolutely.
We like Thico. Them. We like them. I was telling Bill during the break, I haven't seen any sort of quote at all from Deion Sanders about Shadur not getting drafted last night. You would think that would make, you know, be big news somewhere of Deion, some response to Shadur not being a first round pick. I haven't seen anything yet.
Maybe Dan.
We missed this at all.
Yeah, you haven't seen anything. I'm sure there's been a lot of requests to, I'm sure probably from whoever, Shefty / whoever, do you want to talk? Probably to, and they probably declined. Or
probably you declined though, wouldn't you?
Probably declined. Do you want to talk? And so at the time, I guess, yeah, because what are you going to say? There's nothing to say. People have, and like I said, people have slid in drafts a lot. I told Jake and off air, I said the thing that's interesting is that there was a time where he was projected 2 months ago to be the first pick in the draft.
I know.
Correct.
So
above Cam Ward, yes.
And then you hear, and again, I don't have any idea what's real and what's not. Mm-hmm. And then you hear reports that, you know, the interviews were not good. All the different things, and you have no idea if that's factual or not. Anytime someone has like the quote of like it was the worst formal interview I was ever part of, as anonymous, whatever. I don't want to hear it. I don't even want to. They shouldn't even post yep. anonymous quotes ever.
Ooh.
If your name's not on it, I don't want to agree.
Athlon has
they do all the time.
I railed against that.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
Athlon has the
Big Ten coach that talks about the other whatever. It's like
anonymous.
Stop.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. I don't believe because who can't say when they say anonymous source? I mean, you can really make that pretty gray. Who was it? Well, I was talking to my sister's friend, and that was the source. I mean, just sources say.
I will say this, it used to mean more in the journalism business. I mean, I've told Jake this, and I think when we used to use them at the Journal Star, you'd have to get permission from the publisher, the GM, probably, I think, one other mid-management level person. You'd have to go through them and say,
that makes sense.
This is why, right. And they would ask, you had to lay out to them why you had to use an anonymous source. Then it got to the point where you didn't have to ask anybody.
Just say anonymous. Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure what you're talking about is that. They don't ask anybody. They just put it in there. Anyway.
That's a great process. So if you had something, so you would say, would you actually say, hey, it's Tom Hanks. He's the guy who said it. It's this, but I can't tell. I can't say it. Or did you just say you just painted the picture of why, but you never – ever gave up your source, even to the public, whoever.
It would have to be an extreme circumstance for you to give up your source. Mm-hmm. It would have to be a very extreme. You wouldn't.
Would someone say to you, you cannot use the anonymous unless you confide in me who this anonymous source is?
No, it never came to that. But it wasn't a rubber stamp. Yeah. It was, you have to do, and it was, you'd get denied sometimes. Just, you can write the story without it, is what it would come to.
Because right now, as soon as I see anonymous, I just roll my eyes. I don't even
move on.
I put that whole thing about, It was the worst form. I go, I have no idea. Because you don't even know also that if it's someone that was just, because sometimes you have these interviews, there's at the combine or wherever you're at, there might be nine people there. And then this is just one person sitting in the side of the room that's not even involved with what's going on. And maybe they've only been in one other interview. And he can, but he's telling the truth when he says, it's the worst I've ever been in. Because you haven't been in any, you know, like that. So it's just, that stuff drives me nuts.
I'm glad you voiced that.
Bugaboo Friday.
Yeah.
By the way, Shadur, I mean, it's not that big of a deal because he could get drafted at the top of the second round. I'm a little surprised he slid like that. I liked his game a lot.
I thought someone might take as the Mel Kiper best available and then all of a sudden see if they could maybe trade or have something like that. It didn't come up. And there was some the draft was such a yawner. It really was.
It was a yawner.
Yeah. And the only thing you were tracking was Shadur Sanders.
Yep.
And the only reason I tracked it was there was a guy with a giant hat on. I wanted to see if they flashed back to the giant hat.
What's his name?
Gilly
Money.
I mean, there was two
Gilly
moments.
Was something.
There was two moments when Pittsburgh was on the clock and when the Giants traded.
Correct.
That was the big. Only two moments where, you thought he might hang get drafted. Hang on here. And the thing is, why would that even intrigue me that much? That tells to be that to that point.
Well, there was some thoughts that the Saints would take Shadur or Jackson Dart at nine. They went with a Kelvin Banks from Texas instead of an offensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So when they passed there, that really hurt Shadur's chances of getting drafted. But still, people thought going to the draft, it would be Shadur above Jackson Dart. There were two quarterbacks. It just wasn't – it was not – Shadur.
You know, one separator, there's Dart. Dart is the better runner, right?
I would sure think so. Again,
they showed him getting upfield.
He made some plays and did some things. And then he could also, would there be pushback on the league? I mean, Dart beat Georgia. I mean, Dart, he's in the SEC. And it's not the same as playing in the Big 12. Every week, I don't know, you know, is Shadur Sanders, is he the offensive player of the year in the SEC? He was in the Big 12. Is he in the SEC? Right now, most pundits would say no.
I would say no.
I'd probably say no. But you're not, you know, and would Dart have been the MVP, offensive MVP in the Big 12? I would probably say a hard yes that would be the case. That doesn't mean where you draft him or what you do. And I probably like Dart more because I watched him so much more, and he's from Utah. His dad played at Utah, was a safety at Utah, so I've known the family. I was at the high school that he was at. I knew coaches at that school. So I just naturally had more gravitation to him, and I watched him a lot more than I did Shadur.
I mean, just in a very – listen, now the amateur analysis. I was listening to what they were saying. Dart has a stronger arm. Dart does run better. Dart is a big, strong dude who gets upfield. Shadur can run a little bit too. Arm strength, it's Dart. He has better arm strength. You started to hear some questions about Shadur's arm strength. Never looked bad to me. I mean,
did they have any numbers? I mean, I know they had I don't know what Dart did either, but Shadur did not go to the combine. And I'm going to say most likely on his pro day, did he run?
I don't know that.
I think he probably just threw.
Right.
Probably just went through his workout.
He's a drop back. I mean, they're talking about that too, that he's more pure drop back, and those guys sometimes do slide.
Because you love to have those numbers on people. Hey, he did this. He, whatever. That, well, at least we have something on him.
Let's face it too. The story gets a little more intriguing because of his lack.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
Last name, right?
That's been talked on a lot, and I agree with it.
I do.
If it was Sean Thompson... from Northwestern.
No, it wouldn't be that big.
Not a story.
And his dad is an antitrust lawyer. That just right. doesn't
quite get the same buzz as Deion Sanders.
Doesn't quite have the same buzz. Doesn't have the same feel.
Riley Leonard, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, you know. But it's Sanders.
This is the kind of stuff you're seeing. Thank you to our friend David from Renew for pointing this out to me.
David. Wow, there's a
David. We love David.
Renew yourauto.com.
That's right. Brett McMurphy. Times he says, weird stat. Shedeur Sanders is the first player in college football history to have his number retired and not be selected 5 days later in NFL drafts first round. Ha, 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 Brett.
That's interesting,
though. Somebody had to do that.
It's very interesting.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah, Jersey retired, that's usually first rounder.
Not a first round pick.
That's usually that's went most
from
of the time.
From a long time seen as a top five pick, maybe top three pick, to out of the first round.
Again, this isn't my area of expertise, but I did hear him talking on the radio this morning that Cleveland needs a quarterback. Cleveland drafts high in the second round. Is that just a no-brainer?
I would think yes.
Wouldn't you think so?
If they don't take him there, then something is up.
With Shedeur.
Yeah.
Something's up with Shedeur.
That's always the hardest thing. It's like, and I would imagine amongst the NFL that it's probably across the board of like, what are the first thing is, as you go through, is on anyone, you talk about anybody, what is the first thing you should talk about? Redeeming qualities. What's he do before you go into India? Sometimes you start off right away with, well, you know, his interview wasn't very good. Hang on now. What did he do? He was the offensive player. He did this, did all these things good. But in the NFL, I doubt that it's like two, three teams hold all the information on him and the other teams don't have any idea. Everyone has a really good feel for what the redeeming qualities are, and then what is the pushback and what are the risks that go with it.
Don't you guys? I'm of the mind that Cleveland, he could almost save Cleveland, Shedeur Sanders. They have nothing at quarterback right now, do they?
They re-signed Joe Flacco the other day. They have.
Well, Flacco's not bad, but.
No, bad, he's 50. He's 50 years old.
He's about 42 years old. He's
Am I crazy for thinking that?
I don't think he can
save Deshaun Watson's
save.
Not the answer there. Yeah.
Okay, it's not Watson.
Well, just think about this one, though. Who's in a bigger predicament than the Pittsburgh Steelers?
They don't have that.
They don't even know who's going to be their quarterback.
Mason Rudolph again. Yeah. They can't do that.
So it's like, where is it? Unless it is just it's a done deal that Rodgers is going to go there, and we'll just deal with that whenever in the next week or two or – or whatever.
Or maybe Kirk Cousins go there. I don't know. But Pittsburgh needs, like, they thought at 21, hey, this could be a quarterback. Nope, they went defensive tackle instead.
God, if Cleveland doesn't take Shedeur, that's a good thought. That there must be something up, right?
And the thing is, it's one of
he's
those.
He's good. He deserves it.
It's very odd because a lot of it is based off of perception, but it's not off of violations, which means he doesn't have off the field issues. There's nothing there, but there's a perception of just some fans that it doesn't resonate real well with. They're not in love with him. The fan base is not in love with him as far as any fan bases. I don't think.
Is he an unappealing character? Is that what we're getting?
I don't know. There's always been that's what you hear because there's nothing off the field. It's not like, well, you know, he's been, you know, he's had this happen. You know, had this. You don't hear of anything.
No, you don't. Where I come down on it is when I watched him play, if I were an opponent, he would concern me a lot.
Yeah.
That's where I came down. I just kind of keep it at that. I don't think there's anything off the field. No. The Sanders stuff, like people you hear, well, if you draft Shedeur, you get his dad too. Whatever. All that stuff is, I get it. The Sanders name is pervasive in the U.S. Whatever. On Sundays, he can beat you. I just kind of keep it at that. When he was playing, I thought, Oh God, he's going to be a handful for whoever it is. If when he was playing Nebraska, now he didn't have a great game against Nebraska, but I thought he was scary. I thought he was a scary quarterback. Wouldn't you like him?
I don't want him in Miami. I really don't.
Oh, why is that?
I don't want a quarterback in this draft really at all.
Oh, okay. But it's not anything like you don't have any misgivings.
I don't love any quarterbacks in this draft.
Okay.
Even Cam Ward.
You don't think Shadur would help your franchise?
I don't think he'd start there. I mean, if Tua gets hurt, then if he can beat out Zach Wilson's the backup quarterback in Miami, which shouldn't be too tough to beat him out, but
I'm not sure I'd take Tua over Shadur.
Listen, I'm not a Tua mega fan, but that's craziness right there.
Is that craziness?
That's a little bit.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not a Tua mega fan. I'm not a Tua mega, but I cannot go that far.
We had to defend Tua at LSU. It was wow.
Imagine
it was wow and ridiculous. Yes. Wow, the processing ability he had.
I shouldn't go out on limbs like that. Then I don't. I'm
Eric
not.
Says Sip is a nut job for that take.
That one.
Riley says, "What the actual bleep did Sip just say right there?"
That's so. It's almost like I thought it was fake. Yeah. Like we were on.
I'm thinking about his head injuries and his.
No, there
his,
we go. Concussions yeah. again. Yeah.
The long term. You know, how is he going to be long term?
So you felt that the Dolphins should have taken Shadur and traded Tua.
That's what you said.
That's basically what you said.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing very clear right now.
I'm just not.
Texters, chime in.
What's
the number,
Jake?
402-464-5685.
I'm going to dig myself deeper. If I had to win
should
a game.
Should the Bengals have maybe taken him and got rid of Joe?
If I had to win a game right now, is it that cut and dry that you're taking Tua?
Over Shadur? Yeah. Yes, okay. It is. Cut and dry.
Oof, I have a hard time with that.
You know what else is cut and dry before we get to break? That computer hardware is an incredible place in Lincoln. It's across the state. Lincoln, Kearney, Hastings, and GI. Tripp and the team, 45 years in business. And they are the Apple store of Nebraska. They are. Computers, watches, phones. He's helped all of us. We talked to their group a couple weeks ago. It was wonderful.
Trip, yeah, he's going to have to help me again. I got an issue.
In Lincoln, it's just south of 70th and O, right by the Taco Inn, of course.
Trip, any luck with getting me a phone cover for my 2016 phone?
How about a fan problem at a computer? The fan's broken. Trip, I'll be coming your way.
Check him out today in Lincoln at 70th and O. When we come back, it's time to eat some beef jerky from Smoking Gun Jerky of Nebraska.
The next gun!
On Early Break on the Ticket.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.